This is PHSS Wada Wada.
Well, the DeSales girls dropped to 7-6. The Irish boys, under head coach Nick Hazeltine, will try to get to 7-6 in this boys' half of the doubleheader. The Irish boys, 3-3 in the EWAC Conference, 6-6 overall. And on paper, they've got a great chance to do so against Mapton. Mapton's boys, 1-4 in the conference, just 1-11 on the season. But they broke an 11-game season-opening losing streak by beating Columbia Burbank's boys 49-48 last Saturday. Burbank, the top team in the Eastern Division, and Mapton, after losing by 48 points to Lyle Wishram on Friday night, a team the Irish beat in overtime last Saturday, the Vikings come back the next night at home and beat the top team in the East, Columbia Burbank, by a point. So we'll see which group shows up for the Vikings. They've got some momentum getting that first win of the season. So the Irish in the new year, they are 1-1. They lost a tough one Thursday at Walla Walla Valley Academy in league play, 51-36, and then came back nicely on the road at Lyle Wishram, winning in overtime 67-59 in a very physical, competitive contest. So the Irish have some momentum. So do the Mapton Vikings. Both teams coming off wins on Saturday. We'll gather up the starting lineups and set the tone for this boys' contest when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
In real life, good fortune does come along more than once. The key is to be able to recognize it. We at D.A. Davidson & Company believe that opportunities abound in today's stock market, providing a great chance to invest for the long term. If you're ready to learn more about building toward a financial future that meets your unique goals, it's time to talk with Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson. Bill has extensive experience in helping Walla Walla residents to find the opportunities that are right for them. D.A. Davidson. Member SIPC.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connors Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Give us a call at 522-0176 today or stop by our brand new showroom at 650 Northeast Rose Street in College Place for a free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Have you been thinking about getting a spare key made? Maybe to have a hide-a key for the house or your car? Hi, this is Sheila from Postal Annex. What are you waiting for? Come on into Postal Annex and check out our fun deco house keys. We also have a variety of non-programmable vehicle keys as well as those hide-a key containers I mentioned. That's at Postal Annex in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla. And remember, we always have a notary on staff.
Auto Trader, CarGuru, Cars.com, TrueCar, CarMax, get it? I'm not the hype. If you want a good quality buying experience, here's where you start. Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales. We help customers every day find the vehicle they're searching for. It's not rocket science. It's called customer service. That's why we do it so well. Come see us on the corner of Myra and Rose. UsedCarsWallaWalla.com. Hit the contact button. Shoot me an email. We won't disappoint. Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live as the teams continue to warm up. I'm here courtside, just to the left of half court as I face it, sitting in the third row of the bleachers. Got the nice little scores table area for me. The folding chairs with the nice padding down to my left where the Irish coaching staff, Nick Hazeltine and assistant Greg Fazari, watching the Mapton players warm up. Down to my right, the Irish team warming up in the road forest green uniforms with the Vegas gold number and trim. Irish assistant Eric Wood down there with the players. The Vikings in the home white with the purple and gold trim warming up to my left. And the bookkeepers continue to review the score sheet. So I haven't been able to gather the starters yet. But the Irish are nice. Game Saturday, beating Lyle Wishram at Lyle, 67-59. Camden McCullough, 5'8 freshman, at his highest point total of the season. He's been starting as a freshman at the point guard spot for the Irish. He had 16 points. Connor Leahy, 5'10 senior, had 15. And then solid rebounding efforts as Tim Warden and Zach Mahan each had 6 to lead the Irish in a balanced effort on the boards in that category. For the Vikings, the team that the Irish beat twice last year. In fact, the Vikings won just 2 games last season. They were 2-18, and they're 1-11 right now. But they are coming off their only win of the season with some momentum now after beating Columbia Burbank on Saturday. But last year, the Irish beat Mapton 57-36 at DeSales and 49-39 here at Mapton. Their best player last year seemed to be Adrian Enriquez. He had a 16-point game on this court here last year. He is listed as a team captain this year. I found a box score from their game December 21st against White Swan, a game they lost 66-54. Their leading scorers in that game were Andre Zavala, 5'8 freshman, who's very athletic. The Zavala family has been an athletic group going through her, and Andres was the quarterback on their football team and did a great job. He had 12 points. Andrew McCollum, just listed at just 5'5" and a freshman, had 13 points. So their two leading scorers against White Swan, both freshmen, as there are 4 seniors on the roster, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 freshmen on the Mapton roster. So they've got some seniors. But the high scores, at least against White Swan, were both freshmen, Zavala and McCallum. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups and the opening tip-off on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls, as well as Science Diet pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and sweatshirts, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with Wilbur Ellis brand Ice Melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for your winter products today. Your local True Value store, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
At Total Comfort Solutions, we treat every job like a code red because your comfort is our top priority. We offer 24/7 emergency service provided by respectful technicians trained in the latest industry advancements. Call now and speak to our customer care representatives about your code red and receive $49 off on a furnace repair or save $150 on installation of a new furnace. Call Total Comfort Solutions at 509-204-1744. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
So I invited a coworker to lunch with me at the best of the best deli in town. He says to me, "Man, I'd love to, but I'm gluten-free." So I says to him, "No gluten? No problem. You think Cagini's got nothing for you, huh? Forget about it. We're talking gluten-free delicioso here, pal. Gluten-free spaghetti and meatballs. Fettuccine, lasagna, ravioli, panini. Capisce? Perfect." So we went, and he told me that was crazy good. Cugini, 960 Wallula Avenue, Buona Pazzo.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, got a hold of the starting lineups for both teams. The Mapton Vikings, 1-4 in the conference, 1-11 on the year under head coach Kerry Griffin, but coming off their first win of the season, these are their starters. Adrian Enriquez, a 5'8 junior. As I mentioned, he had 16 points when these teams played last year. Andrew McCollum, 5'5", just a freshman. He scored 13 against White Swan. Jose Morales, a 6'1 senior, the only starter who returns off of last year's 2-18 squad. Andre Zavala, a 5'8 freshman, will start 12 points against White Swan. So they start 2 freshmen. And then Jesus Carrion, another freshman, didn't see that. 5'8 freshman. So three freshmen starting for the Vikings. Three freshmen, a junior, and a senior. A very young bunch taking the court. And they got their first one of the season against Columbia Burbank. And obviously some growing pains for a team that starts three freshmen, starting the season with 11 straight losses. For DeSales, the freshman Camden McCullough will start. 5'8 freshman coming off that 16-point performance at Lyle on Saturday. Connor Leahy, the 5'10 senior, will start. 15 points at Lyle on Saturday. Bobby Holtzinger, 6'1 junior, will start. Jake Wiley, the 6'3 senior, will start. Jake had 7 points in each game so far this new year. The loss to Wavin, the win over Lyle. He had 13 points in one of the games against Mapton last year. Jake will be the tallest player on the floor at 6'3". Zach Mahan will be the fifth starter, the 5'10 sophomore. A solid effort at Lyle with 9 points and 6 rebounds for Zach. So Leahy, the senior. Wiley, a senior, will start. Holtzinger, the junior. Mahan, the sophomore. And McCullough, the freshman. So the Irish definitely the more experienced team, coming in with a 6-6 record. The Mapton Vikings starting three freshmen and have a 1-11 record. So see if the Irish can get off to a fast start against the Viking team. As I mentioned several times now, coming off their first win of the season and a quality win against Columbia Burbank in league play. So quite an extreme outcome in two games for the Vikings last weekend. I mentioned that several times in the pregame off and on. They lost by 48 points Friday at Lyle Wishram, and then turn around the next night and beat the top team in the league on the Eastern Division, Columbia Burbank, the next night. Interesting turnaround. Wiley and Morales will jump it up in the center circle. A couple seniors. Tipped by Morales, right to Mahan. Gets it to Holtzinger. Backs in towards the basket. Gets it to Wiley on the baseline. Back to Bobby on the right wing. Left wing pass out to McCullough. Man-to-man defense by the Vikings. McCullough passes right high on the wing to Holtzinger. Looking inside. Nobody open. Nobody open inside. Pass outside. Now to Leahy. Leahy lowers the shoulder. Drives to the basket. Dumps it to Mahan for the lay-in. Nice drive and dish by Leahy. Easy bucket for Zach Mahan. The Irish up by two. First possession in front court come the Vikings. And McCallum has it slapped away by Leahy and out of bounds. Inbounded on the sideline by the Vikings. Out front to McCallum. Swing it to Enriquez. Back to McCallum. Try to get the names with the faces. Inside to Zavala. Zavala trapped on the baseline. Pass now to Enriquez, left corner. Long cross-court pass, right corner, goes to Carrion. Carrion down low to Zavala on the baseline. Can't find room to shoot. Pass to the right elbow to Morales. Shot clock at 5. Left corner pass to Enriquez. 3 on the way out the iron. Won't go. Rebound inside by the Vikings. Morales puts it up and in. Jose Morales, the 6'1 senior, taking a page out of the Lady Vikings book. An offensive rebound. The Viking players, girls and boys, know how to pound the boards. We're tied at 2. 6:45 to go in the first quarter. McCullough has picked up his, now bounces it once, now past the man out high. Down low to Holtzinger, backing in. Can't get anybody in the air. No room to shoot. Kick out to Wiley. 3 on the way. Jake's shot won't go. Rebound tip by McCullough, but controlled by Enriquez. Enriquez to McCallum. McCallum swing it to Enriquez. Back to McCallum between the circles. Left wing pass out to Enriquez. High post on the left elbow to Zavala. They sag off him. He lays it in. Zavala, basically a free throw, and the Irish just let him have it. Zavala's bucket gives the Vikings a lead at 4-2. McCallum up top to Holtzinger. Holtzinger on the drive. Loses the handle, gets it back at the foul line. Now tipped away, but he pushes it to Zavala, to Mahan, excuse me. Now Wiley with it. Tight man-to-man defense by the Vikings. Swing to Leahy. Looking inside, nobody up. And Connor on the drive again. Crossover puts up with the left hand. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped. Controlled by Morales. Now he loses it, but it goes right to Enriquez. Nice move by Connor Leahy. Just didn't get the roll on the rim. Miedema and Warden set the check in for the Irish. I look for them to go big. The two 6'3 players, the 6'3 junior set to check in. They've got a definite height advantage on the Vikings. Left winged Enriquez picks up a dribble up top to McCollum. McCollum fires a deep three straight away out the front line. Won't go. Rebound Mahan right in front of Morales. Good job by Zach. Now Holtzinger gets it to Mahan. Mahan in front court picks up his dribble, gets it to Leahy. Now they'll run the offense with Connor Leahy. Four players lined up on the end line. Now left wing pass goes to McCullough. Looks for a screen from Holtzinger. Instead tries to drive baseline. Cut off. Cannon pushes across on the right wing to Leahy. Connor backs it out now. 10 on the shot clock. Irish way out from the basket. Connor on the drive down the lane. Goes up strong. Off the iron won't go. Rebound tip controlled by the Vikings. They want to run. Here comes Zavala the other way. Kick out to McCollum in the corner back to Zavala. Now in the low post to Morales. He puts his shoulder down. Little reverse lane attempt won't go. Rebound tip controlled by Holtzinger. Holtzinger on the dribble up the left sideline. Picks up his dribble, hands to McCullough. 4-2 Vikings, low scoring first quarter, fast paced first quarter. Timeout to Sales. The Irish scored on their first possession, haven't scored since. 4:28 to go, first quarter. Irish with the ball down 4-2 when we come back. 100.7 FM KHSS.
I would like to thank all of our wonderful Walla Walla customers. Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC. Named best of the best in the Walla Walla Valley by Union Bulletin readers for auto repair mechanical. For 68 years, our customers have known this. Now all of Walla Walla knows it. As owner, I am so very proud of our employees, as they are the ones responsible for us receiving this prestigious award. Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at the end of the first time out of the game. 4:28 to go, first quarter. Mahan inbounds in the backcourt to McCullough. Camden brings it to front court. Right corner pass to Mahan. Dumb down low to Timmy Warden, who's checked in. Inside shot won't go. Rebound Connor Leahy. Connor trying to find room to shoot. Little right-handed hook shot up and in. Connor Leahy, offensive board, and finds some room inside to tie it at 4-4. So Miedema and Warden, a couple of 6'3 juniors, get the chance to check in after the timeout. Possibly why Coach Hazeltine called the timeout to get them in the game. Zavala, left corner pass to Enriquez. Enriquez puts the ball on the deck, stopped at the key area, knocked away by Warden. Ball's loose. Leahy hustles to the ball, gets it to Mahan. He's stripped from behind by Zavala. Good hustle by both teams. Enriquez, left corner to McCollum. Three on the way. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound, Matt Miedema. Miedema outlet to Leahy. Now to McCullough, quickly in the front court of the Irish. Vikings hustle back. We're tied at 4. Coy Frucci getting set to check in for the Irish. Pass inside to Warden, stolen by Morales. Into front court, McCollum gets it left wing to Carrion. In the left corner now, Morales. And he traveled in the corner. And Coy Frucci will check in for Mahan. Frucci getting some minutes here after the first of the year for Coach Hazeltine. Timmy Warden, physical 6'3 junior, inbounds it to Leahy. Connor, so versatile. He's running things from the point now. McCullough, normally the point guard, playing off the ball. We're tied at 4. Leahy's picked up his dribble in the left wing. Gets to the high post. Away from the basket by Warden. He faces up right wing pass to Miedema. Now to Leahy. Leahy drives to the right elbow. Cut out, gets it to Warden. Pass out low to Miedema. Ball slapped away. Loose ball picked up by Enriquez. Enriquez, 16 points when these teams played last year when he was a sophomore. He's now a 5A junior. He has the ball between the circles. Passed it to Espinoza. Jorge Espinoza, 6-foot senior, checked in. Now gets it back to up to Zavala between the circles. Zavala to Espinoza. Now with it is Alexis Galarraza, who's checked in. His pass tipped away, controlled by McCullough. Vikings hustle back. Now Leahy with it. Leahy on the dribble drive. Stripped. Ball's loose. Vikings pick it up. Here comes Zavala. Up and down we go. 2:22 to go in a quickly played first quarter. Not many points, though. It's 4-4. They hustle up and down the court, and both teams get into a tough man-to-man defense. Pass inside, the foul line area to Zavala. And Zavala's shot does not hit the rim, but off the backboard to the Vikings. They reset the shot clock, and they shouldn't have. So they're going to try to figure out how much time should be on the shot clock. The Vikings did get the rebound. So I guess they'll just have to make their guess. They're going to say 22 seconds. Mahan and Wiley check in. Meadham and Warden, after a quick stint, are back out. So Frucci off the bench, the 5'8 sophomore, then Leahy, McCullough, Wiley, and Mahan, four starters on the floor for the Irish. With the ball is Espinoza. Espinoza to Enriquez to Zavala. Frucci on Zavala. Zavala, the freshman, still with the dribble, looking for a screen, still with the dribble. 5 second closely guarded. Let's go. Four on the shot clock. Pass in the corner. Enriquez, three on the way. It's an air ball. That's a shot clock violation, but it goes right to Mahan. They'll let him play. Mahan to McCullough. Down court to Frucci. Kick back out to Mahan. Pass inside to Wiley. Wiley on the baseline behind Leahy, but he retrieves it. Connor pushes his shoulder down, looking for room. He's double teamed near the basket. Goes up strong. Shot blocked by Alexis Galarraza. Irish bench wanted a foul call. We're tied at four. A minute 20 to go, first quarter. Long shot by Espinoza, leaves it short. It's an air ball. We got a rebound foul, though, on the air ball. It's going to be on to Sales. Scrappy, ragged, up and down the court game so far. Mahan picks up the foul. He wears number 35 at home and number 33 on the road. Zavala and inbound with 1:20 to go in the first quarter. Still looking. Pass goes to Galarraza. Galarraza drives in. Shot won't go. Rebound Mahan. Zach on the boards to quickly to lay up court to McCullough, and he collides with Espinoza, and that's going to be a foul on Espinoza. The 6-foot senior picks up his first. Not a shooting foul. We're tied at four. 1 minute and 11 seconds to go in a low-scoring first quarter. A lot of up-and-down-the-court hustle by both teams, not much production. Pass inside to Wiley. Wiley turns to the basket and lays it in. Caught it on the left baseline. Turned to his right, little right-handed hook shot. Irish lead at 6-4. Minute to go in the first half. Quarter. Zavala deep on the left wing. Can't see who it was to. Pass down low now goes to 14. Shot will go. Court side is sometimes a disadvantage. I can't see Nick Hazeltine right in front of me. Shot missed by Galarraza. Rebound McCullough. Will come the other way. McCullough long pass up court to Mahan. Now to Lade. Lade back to Frucci. Frucci up top to McCullough. Pass down low to Wiley. Wiley loses the handle but runs it down the corner. Left corner. Left wing now to McCullough. Deep on the wing. 27 seconds to go in the first quarter. Frucci, right wing pass goes to Leahy. Leahy on the dry kick out to McCullough. Head fake. McCullough drives the left elbow. Pass on the wing, but right to Zavala. Zavala with the steal. He races the other way. He's fouled by Frucci. Shot did not go, but Zavala will shoot free throws. Camden McCullough forcing a pass when Zavala was right in the passing lane. And Bobby Holtzinger is going to check in with 14 seconds left, but he'll have to wait for Zavala to shoot the first free throw. First free throw trip to the for either team. And Zavala hits the first free throw. 6-5 to Sales. Holtzinger checks in for the Irish. In for the Vikings. Number 24, Luis Ramirez. For Mabton. Luis, a 5'10 junior. And Zavala hits them both. We're tied. McCullough will bring it out in the front court. Deep on the left wing. 7 seconds to go. Right corner to Leahy. Down to 3 seconds. Down low to Wiley. He's too low. He shoots it on the bottom of the rim. Zavala with the rebound goes full court of the shot. It won't go. Had Jake Wiley in the low, low post. Too low as he shot it off the bottom of the rim as he was too far underneath the basket. And at the end of 8 minutes, low scoring, scrappy game. We're tied at six here in Mapton and on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the Valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Vikings will start the second quarter with the ball. Long shot by Espinoza won't go. Irish with the rebound, Mahan into front court. Mahan, Holtzinger, Wiley, McCullough, and Lay, the starting five on the court for Nick Hazeltine's Irish. Pass on the low block right side, but to Holtzinger. Trapped on the baseline, gets it out top to Mahan. Mahan between the circles, left wing pass now to McCullough. Gets a screen from Wiley, drives to the left elbow. Kick to the top of the key to Holtzinger. Man-to-man defense for the Vikings. Now to Mahan, or excuse me, Lay, cut off on the dribble at the foul line. Now gets it to Wiley, to Mahan. Shot clock at four. Mahan, a deep three off the iron, won't go. Rebound, tipped, controlled by Holtzinger. Holtzinger misses a lay-in. Bobby, wide open inside, misses a shot. Rebound, Vikings. Now Yuli Galarraza, 5'7 senior, will bring it to the front court. Now McCallum, the freshman, with it. McCallum, Morales, two starters and three reserves on the floor for the Vikings. Trying to get the names with the faces. McCallum, the freshman, deep on the right wing. Irish has switched to a zone defense. The Vikings trying to decipher it. Passing the baseline goes to my views block, number 24. That's Ramirez. Now Morales out top. Shot clock at four. McCallum gets it to Espinoza. Fires a wild three, and he scores it. Nick Hazeltine's got to love the defense. The Vikings fans got to love the shot. As Espinoza, desperation three, beats the buzzer, and the Vikings up 9-6. Mahan on the drive, cut off, pass up top to Wiley. A little three-point set shot won't go. Rebound Morales. The Vikings with the ball up three. McCallum into front court. The freshman pushes it hard onto the right wing. Nobody open inside. Timeout. Coach Griffin from Apton. 9-6, Vikings with the ball and the lead. 6:10 to go in the half. When we come back, 100.7 FM KHSS.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Vikings inbound it. Zavala's got the ball between the circles. Right wing now to McCullough. Back to Zavala. Playing catch against the zone. Shot clock running down. Espinoza to Zavala. Zavala drives in lane. Cut off. Kick it out to Espinoza. A little two-handed three-pointer. This one won't go. Rebound inside. We got a tie-up. Vikings number 33, Jose Ramos, a 5'9 freshman, another Viking freshman. So Ramos, McCallum, and Zavala, three freshmen on the floor for the Vikings. Ramirez, a junior, and Espinoza, a senior. Possession in favor of the Irish, so DeSales brings it in front court. 5:35 to go in a quickly played first half so far. 9-6 Vikings. Frucci, Miedema, McCullough, Warden, Leahy on the floor for the Irish. Frucci gets it inside to McCullough. Eight-footer in the lane. Won't go. Rebound tipped around. Controlled by Warden. Kick out to Miedema. Swing it to Leahy. Right corner for Frucci. Frucci looking for Warden down low. Now they get it to Leahy. Leahy down low to Warden. Warden stripped and fouled. Timmy Warden is 6'3". He's been being guarded by a 5'9" freshman. Timmy's standing down there in the low block with his hands at his side. They're yelling at him to post up. He finally got a hold of the ball, and he gets fouled and will shoot free throws. I think Coach Griffin not happy that that's considered a shooting foul, as Timmy kind of lost control of the ball. The Irish first free throw opportunities of the game. Timmy Warden misses the first one. McCullough's going to check out. Zach Mahan checks in for the Vikings. Jesus Carrion, another freshman who starts the game, comes back in. So now four freshmen and a senior on the floor for the Vikings. Warden missed both free throws. Zavala with the rebound. Ahead to McCullum. Four freshmen. Wow. The future looks bright for the Vikings. They have the ball and the lead. 4:57 to go in the half. Zavala directing traffic. Wrong cross-court pass to McCallum. This zone defense has given the Vikings some trouble. Espinoza, a desperation three at the shot clock buzzer, are only points of this second quarter by either team. Zavala fires a long three. Won't go, but he follows his own rebound and gets it on the right wing. Now to Ramos, up top to McCallum. Three, he banks it in. McCallum banks it in off the glass. Well, both their threes were very unconventional, but they've hit two of them. Frucci drives the other way. In traffic, lays it in. Coy Frucci gets the Irish on the board in the second quarter. That was a nice-looking body control shot by the 5'8 sophomore. 12-8, Madden with the ball in the four-point lead. Up top it goes to Carrion. Now to Zavala, to Espinoza, to McCallum, to Zavala. Three on the way, left wing, at backboard, nothing else. Frucci with the rebound. Ahead to Leahy. McCallum is back. Connor, little Euro step inside him. Shot won't go. Meet him with the rebound and the putback. The Irish have scored four in a row in transition. It's a two-point game. Vikings up 12-10. 3:45 to go first half. Left wing with it is Carrion. Now McCallum with it. Back to Carrion on the right wing. To McCallum. Swing it left wing to Espinoza. In the lane to Zavala. Zavala puts a little tough one-hander up. Won't go. Rebound Mahan. Man fouled on a reach-in and backcourt by Zavala. Not many fouls have been called in the game, just two fouls on each team. Stops the clock with 3:28 to go in the half. The Mapton Vikings up 12-10. Irish with the ball. A couple of seniors check in. Yuli Galarraza and Jose Morales, 6'1 senior check in. So McCallum stays out there. So three seniors and two freshmen out there right now. Pass down low to Warden. He lays it in on the pass from Frucci. Timmy Warden came off the screen on the left block, posted up on the right block. Frucci found him. Timmy scores it. Nice set play off the inbound by the Irish. We're tied at 12. 3 minutes to go, first half. Morales pass down low. Picked out of there by Carrion, but he's in the corner with it. Now gets it to Espinoza. Back to Carrion in the corner. They are struggling against the zone. Up top to Galarraza. Three-pointer on the way, won't go. Frucci with the long rebound. I like the way Coy is playing here in this second quarter. To Mahan, to meet him, a 12-footer in transition, banked off the glass. Iron too strong, rebound Morales. 12-12 our score, 2:39 to go in a low-scoring, fast-paced first half. McCallum deep on the right wing. Now to Galarraza, Yuli Galarraza. Swing it to Espinoza, left corner back to Galarraza. Galarraza's picked up his dribble. Now up high it goes to Carrion. The freshman dribbles the left wing. Pass on the baseline to Espinoza. He hits it. Jorge Espinoza has five in the all in this quarter. The Vikings back up 14-12. Pacer is the call by Coach Hazeltine. Probably heard that on the crowd, Mike. I hope you could. Pass down low to Warden. Off the block, though, and he's going to get called for... we had a whistle blow, but what? Timmy caught the pass and turned strong and elbowed a Mapton player inadvertently right in the chops. So what did he say? A shock? Oh, three in the key. Okay, so no foul call. Jack Lesko, our scorekeeper, sitting next to me, squared that away for me. And the Vikings throw it away uncontested as Galarraza threw it on the left wing. Espinoza was running down to the corner. The ball went out of bounds, hit assistant coach Eric Wood right in the back as he was talking to Tim Warden on the bench. Irish down 14-12. Leahy passes up top to meet him. A lob down low for Wiley, slapped away by Morales. The Sales ball movement and try to get your post players open inside. It's got to be the plan. Vikings, young, small, scrappy. Zavala, McCallum, Carrion, three freshmen out there. Espinoza, Morales, two seniors. Lob inside goes to Wiley. Morales, as Wiley backs him down and lays it in. Nice body control by Jake Wiley. He's got four. We're tied at 14. 1:29 to go in the half. Morales on the drive. Ball slapped away. Gets it back. Double team. No room to shoot. Good defense by the Irish. Swinging around now, Espinoza. Back to Morales between the circles. Post player. He says, somebody come and get the ball. It'll be Carrion, the freshman, dribbling left to right on the wing. Baseline, or excuse me, bounce pass to Zavala. 8 feet away, he's got it. Zavala has a soft touch from 8 to 12 feet. He's got 6 points. Up court to McCullough. McCullough loses the handle, gets it back away from Zavala. Now Leahy out high with it. Espinoza on him. Connor dribbling right to left all the way around the home. Got a whistle and a foul away from the ball. And that's going to be on Jake Wiley. And a tripping call as Jake went to set the screen and then stuck his leg out. Jake's first foul. Each team now with three fouls. Inside a minute to go here in a quickly played first half. Mapton with the ball leading 16-14. Just 1-11 on the season. A very young team. But it's kind of a challenging game for Coach Hazeltine. His guys coming off a good win on the road in overtime against Lyle Wishram, a team that beat Mapton by 48 points. But then Mapton the next night got their first win by one against a good Burbank team. So they look at their record, 1-11, beat by 48, and two freshman starters and five freshmen on the roster. But the Vikings missed a shot on the inbound. Rebound by the Irish, head the other way. Leahy to meet him, a down low to Wiley. He can't hit the shot, but he's fouled as Morales falls to the ground. I like the way Jake is being physical inside. That is Morales' first foul. And it stops the clock with 36.4 seconds to go and sends Jake Wiley to the free throw line. Jake, the only Irish player with more than 2 points. He's got four. He misses the first free throw. The Sales has baskets from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different players. But nobody except Jake has more than one field goal. Jake's got 4 points. He'll try to close the gap to one here. Second free throw is good. Mapton with a 1 point lead. 16-15 with 36 seconds to go in the half. Zavala will bring it into front court now. Talented player, just a freshman. Deep on the right wing, past the corner. McCullough stolen by Meadham, but Matt can't tightrope the sideline. The good overplaying defense by Matt Meadham coming out from the bottom half of that 2-3 zone. And now the officials are conferring about something with 24 seconds. I think they're talking about the shot clock. Was it a possession by Meadham? And they say no. So there's 23 on the shot clock, 24 on the game clock. See if Mapton plays for one. Zavala picks up his dribble between the circles. Right wing pass goes to Carrion. Carrion drives to the right elbow. Left corner wing pass to McCollum. In the left corner to Carrion. Leahy right on Carrion. 10 seconds to go in the half. Now top to Zavala. He checks the clock. Left wing pass to McCollum. Back to Zavala. Deep three. He's got it. Beyond the line of the volleyball court, Zavala beats the buzzer with the third three of the second quarter. The Vikings have their biggest lead of the game by either team at 19-15 at the half on 100.7 FM KHSS.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Everyday life can be overwhelming. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom or you work outside the home as well, finding time for it all can be challenging. One way to reclaim time for what you love is by getting some help around the house. That's where Handmade Cleaning comes in. We offer a new generation of cleaning and restoration concepts. We at Handmade Cleaning specialize in the interior beautification of homes and apartments, just like yours. We bring everything we need to clean your home. To learn more, visit handmadecleaning.com.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see.
More to see than can ever be seen, in fact.
That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight.
Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at the half. A lot of scrappy play. Both teams struggling offensively. 6-6 after 8 minutes here in Mapton. The Sales goes to a zone defense in the second quarter. Mapton's young team very confused. But one of their seniors, Jorge Espinoza, threw up a three at the buzzer of the shot clock for the first basket of the second quarter. Then Andrew McCollum, the 5'5 freshman, banked one in off the glass from straight away from three. And then the Vikings kind of got some confidence there and got some momentum going and outscored the Irish 13-9 in the second quarter. A buzzer beating three by Andres Zavala, the 5'8 freshman, sized up the clock, got straight away from beyond. It was NBA range. It's that if you can picture the court, you got the half court line and then you have the volleyball line that they call that the 10-foot line. It's 10 feet from half court. And halfway between the top of the key and half court, basically, and he was behind it and just popped it in there, right, to beat the buzzer and give the Vikings their 4-point halftime lead at 19-15. We'll take a look at these schedule upcoming games when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
The word about Fazari's Pizza has gone global,
and we thought you should be able to order on your mobile.
So we took Fazari's.com
down to the size of your palm.
Grab your Android or iPhone and click on Fazari's.com
for a sandwich, pasta, or a pizza. That's the bomb.
Just push this button and place your order.
And you can even order extra and be a Fazari's hoarder.
Oh, boys, only you could make a smartphone sound so tasty.
Mamma mia.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
3 out of 4 people who are acquiring a dog desire a puppy. But don't overlook adult dogs that may be unwanted or those among the many animals available through local shelters and purebred rescue organizations. Adult dogs are usually housebroken and are accustomed to a less rigorous feeding schedule than a puppy. Plus, adult dogs will require less of your energy to make them part of your family. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East. serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at the half. Irish down 19-15. Mapton quickly out of the locker room. Said, hey, we're coming off a win. We're up 19-15. Let's just roll. Nick Hazeltine, he's got his guys. I'm sure they're talking some things over. The Irish need to find a way to pound it inside more aggressively. They've got the height advantage by far against the Vikings. And the experience advantage as well, but the Viking freshmen are hanging in there. This is the start of a three-game week for the Irish girls and boys. If you weren't with us for the first half of this doubleheader, the Lady Irish scored the first points of the game, but then the Lady Vikings of Mapton outscored the Irish girls 18-7 in the first quarter, 12-8 in the second quarter. The Irish are down 15 at the half, and then a 9-2 run to start the third quarter. The Sales girls were down 22 points, but then got it down to 10 points early in the fourth quarter on an Emily Ness bucket to start the fourth quarter. It was 42-32, but it was all Vikings after that. They outscored the Irish girls 16-4 in the final 8 minutes to win it going away 50-34. The Lady Irish conference record in the Eastern Washington Athletic Conference falls to 4-3, 7-6 overall. The Lady Vikings of the Western Division, while the Lady Irish from the Eastern Division, so the only time they'll meet, the Vikings girls are 4-1, 9-3. The Irish girls will try to get back on the winning track after winning their first two games in the new year in league play against Wava and Lyle Wishram, when the Irish girls and boys travel to Richland Friday to take on Liberty Christian. Girls will tip off at 6, followed by the boys, and then Saturday, the Irish girls and boys host Kittitas of the Western Division of the EWAC Conference. Of course, the Kittitas boys are defending state champions. They feature a player named Brock Rave, who's a senior, who has already committed on a scholarship to Gonzaga University. He's a very good player. He's about a 6'2 guard forward. Well, he'll be a guard in college. But he's quite a player, fun to watch. So come to the Irish Gymnasium Saturday to watch the Irish versus Kittitas. The Kittitas boys, defending state champion with Brock Rave. And another thing to put on your calendar, Knights of Columbus free throw shooting contest will be Saturday, January 19th at the Sales. It's a free event from 9 to 11 in the morning for boys and girls ages 9 to 14. You can sign up at your school or sign up on site that morning. The contact persons for the KC free throw shoot, Doug Veneri, 386-5427, and Brian Richard, 520-5725. Well, we'll add up the stats, have second half action when we come back. Irish down 19-15 at the half to the Mapton Vikings on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
Walla Walla.
Halftime just about over. The Viking pep band playing the fight song. Their fans on their feet. 4-5-6-7-8. 3-4-5-6-7-8-9 rows. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9 rows of bleachers across the way. The side here where the teams sit. 1-2-3-4. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7 rows of bleachers. Cozy gym, lots of banners. They really have an excellent basketball program here. The girls, perennial state tournament qualifiers. The boys, looks like their last state tournament banner was 2007 when they placed fifth as a 1A school. Scoring for the Vikings in their 19 points. They have 3 from Andrew McCallum on that banked in 3. Jose Morales has 2. 5 for Jorge Espinoza, and 9 points for Andres Zavala. The 5'8 freshman beat the buzzer with that 3 for the Irish. Just 15 points two for Leahy, two for Miedema, two for Warden, two for Mahan, two for Frucci, and five for Wiley. And the Irish put a little trap on the Vikings to start the second half, and quick timeout for Mapton. We'll keep it here. So the Irish come out with a quick trap. The Vikings inbounded the ball and got trapped. Coach Griffin says, whoa, timeout. Let's figure this one out. So we're about 8 seconds into the second half. So changing things up against the young Vikings. No foul trouble to speak of for either team. The Irish committed just three fouls in the first half. Wiley, Mahan, and Frucci each have one foul. The Irish are just one of four from the free throw line. The Vikings committed four fouls, two of them on Andre Zavala. The Vikings two for two from the line in the half. Vikings inbound the ball after the timeout. Now the Irish playing man-to-man after the timeout. Zavala behind the back with the dribble, but McCullough stays with him. Up top to McCallum. McCallum, double team, up top to Enriquez. Enriquez to Zavala. Shot clock at five. Kick in the corner now, Morales. He'll fire the three off the back iron. Won't go. Rebound, Mahan. Mahan to McCullough. Off his forehead, but right to Leahy. To Mahan, down low to Holtzinger. They say run the break, and Holtzinger's going to get called for an offensive foul in the low post. Nick Hazeltine just to my left saying, run the break, run the break. So Bobby Holtzinger gets called for the offensive foul, his first. But the defense for DeSales has been very solid. They're meeting Zavala as he crosses the timeline. Here comes a trap. They get Enriquez trapped. He splits the double team. Dribbles all the way in the lane, kicks the corner to McCallum. Three on the way, off the iron, won't go. Long rebound, Zavala. Gets McCullough in the air, puts the shot up, won't go. Rebound, Mahan. Zach, another board. Left wing pass to McCullough. Irish want to run. Vikings hustle back. Now Mahan between the circles. Lob inside to Holtzinger. Holtzinger turns and lays it in. Bobby, physical in the low post. No foul there. Bobby's first bucket of the game. 19-17. Irish score first in the second half. Trail now by two. Top of the key pass to Morales. Bounce pass on the baseline to Enriquez, and we've got a kick ball call against the Irish. That'll reset the 35-second shot clock. 6:34 to go, third quarter. Carrion, the freshman, bounce pass into Morales. Morales back to Carrion on the baseline. He's called for traveling as Wiley and Holtzinger collapsed on the freshman. Irish down two. Mapton just one win on the season, 1-11, but it was their win came Saturday against Burbank. Now they get to Mahan at the right elbow. He drives all the way in and lays it in. The Irish have found a way to spread the Mapton defense out a little bit better, and they've scored the first 4 points in the second half. Morales cut off on the baseline. Wild pass on the base, or shot on the baseline, air ball. Carrion gets it, kicks it out to McCallum, and McCallum hits a three. Hard to rebound those air balls. The Vikings got it, kicked it out to McCallum, and the Vikings get the lead back at 22-19. Leahy will back it out near half court, working to my left in front of the Irish bench now. Left wing now handed to McCullough. Back to Leahy deep on the left wing. Now Leahy will back it out to the top of the key. Drives at the right elbow, cut off there. Now to Wiley, deep in the right corner, down low to Holtzinger. Bobby turns, powers, and he's fouled. Working it to Bobby Holtzinger on the blocks. The left block twice. He got an offensive foul first time, bucket second time. That time the right block. He spins baseline and gets fouled. The foul's on Andre Zavala, and that's three on Zavala. So Zavala, who leads all scorers with 9 points, now in a bit of foul trouble. Bobby will shoot two free throws. First one, it's off the mark. The Irish now just one of five from the free throw line. They got a win in the Christmas Classic against College Place, going 24 of 27. They were 12 of 12 in the first half, but free throw shooting on the road at Mapton is not with us right now. Bobby's second one on the way is good. Bobby's got three timeout. No, not timeout. This is a stoppage of play to let Matt Miedema check in. As Bobby comes out of the ballgame, Matt Miedema, the 6'3 junior, in for his classmate, Bobby Holtzinger, listed at 6'1, but Bobby's growing. Seems like he's a little taller every time I see him in the hallway at school. Miedema overplays a pass, slaps it out of bounds near where the band is now taking a break from Mapton. 22-20. Vikings will inbound it with the two-point lead. 5:23 to go, third quarter. Yuli Galarraza, the 5'7 seniors, checked in. Swings it right wing to Espinosa, another senior. Morales, the senior. Three seniors in there. McCallum, the freshman, has it. Now gives it to Galarraza. Now to Espinosa, to Galarraza. 10 on the shot clock. Galarraza double team gets it to Morales. Loses the dribble between his legs. McCullough picks up the loose ball, and then he's fouled by Jorge Espinosa. The Vikings struggling. And number four, who wasn't anywhere on the roster for Mapton, either varsity or JV, there's no number four. He's in the ballgame. Leahy will bring it inbound. Now to Mahan. Gets it in the lane. Kick in the corner to McCullough. Three on the way. Off the iron. Won't go. Rebound tipped by Wiley. Controlled by Matt Miedema. Now to Leahy. Finds Mahan open underneath. Goes up strong and puts it in. Good job keeping the ball alive by Wiley and Miedema. Got it to Leahy. Found Mahan. Mahan in traffic. Finishes. And the Irish have tied it back up at 22. Mahan's got six. There's a pass inside to Morales. To number four who misses the shot. Rebound Wiley. Wiley gets it to Leahy. The Irish got a break there. Number four is wide open. Miedema in the corner to McCullough. Back to Miedema down low. Leaves a shot short. Gets his own rebound. Kick out to Wiley. Jake for three. Got it. Miedema with the offensive board. Wiley with the three. Timeout on the floor. DeSales up 25-22. 4:14 to go. Third quarter on 100.7 FM KHSS.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Hey, Jesse, how do we explain to everyone how a membership at the Walla Walla YMCA can help with New Year's resolutions?
That's easy, Rebecca. Tell them we have a brand new state-of-the-art pool, the largest cardio and weight room in Walla Walla, over 90 fitness classes per week, free consultations with wellness staff to create a personal program, free in-body tests to all new members, personal trainers, basketball, racquetball, pickleball, volleyball, on-site babysitting, sports programs for the kids, swimming lessons, and so much more.
Wow, thanks, Jesse.
No problem.
To begin your New Year's resolution, visit www.ymca.org or 341 North Division Street. Start your new year at the Y.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live. Irish put on a full court press after the three-pointer by Wiley. McCallum gets it in the front court to Yuli Galarraza. Yuli Galarraza drives baseline, dumps it inside, gets it to number 15, doggone. I don't have a couple guys, these guys on my roster. Misses the shot. Irish get the rebound. Mahan ahead to Miedema. Kick to McCullough, back out to Mahan. Three on the way. We got a whistle and a foul inside. Jake Wiley pushing to get position. And that's going to be Jake's second foul. So 15 is Alexis Galarraza. Okay, there. Now I found him. 6'1 junior. They say that's Jake's first foul. I have him down for two. Okay. I'm missing a foul somewhere. Pass the court to Espinosa. He's trapped. 5-second violation. No, timeout. Timeout called before the 5-second call. 3:41 to go in the third. We're going to take a 30-second break. I'm going to try to figure out the foul situation, the scorebook a little bit. Be right back. 100.7 FM KHSS.
McDonald's Erin Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Erin team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Erin Insurance. This team works for you.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, that's good. I figured out the foul situation. Matt Miedema has one foul. I didn't have him down for a foul. I had Jake Wiley for two. So that's good. No DeSales player has more than one foul. They lead at 25-22. They've given up just one field goal here in the second half. And now Mapton throws it away on the inbound. as Yuli Galarraza and Jorge Espinoza, a couple seniors, can't connect. Zavala's going to check back in. He's got those three fouls. So the Irish down 19-15 at the half against the upstart 1-11 Mapton Vikings have turned that four-point deficit into a three-point lead, and they have the ball. They get down low to Wiley. He lays it in, spreading the floor, getting it in the low block. Wiley now in double figures with 10 points. Jake's a tough matchup. He can step out and hit the three, which he did a moment ago. And the 6'3 senior now posts up in the low block. Irish defense really giving the Vikings fits here all game long, especially here in this third quarter. There's a pass to Zavala between the circles. Pass down low to Galarraza, and he misses the shot. Rebound Wiley. Alexis Galarraza, 6'1 junior. Nobody around him. Zavala found him. He missed the shot. And now Leahy drugged the pivot foot as he picked up his dribble coming across the timeline. Irish turn it over. Corey Frucci's going to check in for Mahan. Warden checks in for Wiley. Jake having a solid game. The 6'3 senior has scored in every quarter, has 10 points for the Irish. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. The sales up 27-22. Vikings, a three-pointer by Andrew McCullum. Their only basket of the second half. Espinoza in trouble. Gets it off to Zavala, to Morales. Irish trap him in the corner. Zavala trying to dribble out of it, and he's forced out of bounds. They're going to call a foul on the Irish. But DeSales' defensive pressure is very organized and intentional with the double teams on the ball. And that fouls on Matt Miedema, his second. Third on the Irish, 2:45 to go third quarter. Yuli Galarraza, 5'17", senior, checks in for Jorge Espinoza, another senior. Frucci, Miedema. Miedema tips the inbound pass away. The Vikings control it. Zavala in the corner. I like Matt Miedema's defense. There's a pass on the right wing, tipped by Leahy off his foot, and then he chases it down. That was not a kick ball. He tipped it, and then it just went off his leg. That was not intentional. But they say it was. So 27-22, DeSales with the lead, Vikings with the ball after the kick ball call. Cost the Irish a defensive turnover there. Zavala on the left wing to McCallum. The Irish really have turned up the defense against these young Vikings. Now Morales, the senior, but he's a post player. He's out there where they get to McCallum. McCallum on the drive, tough shot, won't go. Rebound, Frucci. Frucci has it slapped away, picks up his dribble, now gets it to McCullough. McCallum on McCullough. McCullough into front court to Leahy. Pass down low to Warden. Warden goes up strong, leaves it short, gets his own rebound, puts it up too strong again. Frucci with the rebound. He goes up, won't go. Warden with the rebound, stripped by Zavala. And now on the floor, Miedema and Zavala tied up, jump ball. Wow, DeSales getting a lot of opportunity, just can't finish him. Tim Warden's got the physical part figured out. He doesn't have the finish part figured out. Left it short off the bottom edge of the rim, then got it back, shot it too strong. Irish will inbound, Warden in the corner to Leahy. Leahy, 14-footer on the baseline, he's got it. He faked like he was going to the corner, then went to the baseline. Connor's second field goal of the game, Irish up 27-22. Their biggest lead. In the corner, Yuli Galarraza. Pass to the foul line area to Zavala. Zavala, bounce pass, tip, ball loose out to McCollum. McCollum. Long shot won't go. Yuli Galarraza with a long rebound. Corner to Zavala. Zavala for three over Frucci. Air ball. And a rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by DeSales. The Irish have held the Vikings to just one field goal in this second half so far. They've outscored Mapton 14-3 here in the third quarter. Mahan will check in for Camden McCullough. Zavala will inbound it. Four players near half court. They all break towards the ball. Zavala can't find anybody. Finally gets to Morales at the top of the key. Drives in. Little fadeaway. Footer won't go. All green shirts underneath. Mahan with the rebound. Zach wants to push it on the dribble. All the way to the left elbow. In the lane. Kick it in the right wing. Now to Leahy. Down the low block to Miedema. Turnaround jumper. Won't go. Off the glass. Off the iron. We got a rebound foul. And I think that's going to be on Tim Warden. Yes, it is. That's Tim's first, fourth on the Irish. And Zavala quickly in the front court to Yuli Galarraza. Now to Zavala on the right wing. Drives with the right elbow. Now pass left wing deep to McCullough in the corner to Zavala. Zavala trying to find room on the baseline, can't do it. To McCullough, to Galarraza, right wing to Morales. Morales on the drive, collides with Miedema. Matt Miedema with the block foul. That's three on Matt now. But I like the way the Irish are playing a lot more physical against this very young Mapton team. Holtzinger checks in for Miedema. 29-22, Irish with a 7-point lead, 58.8 seconds to go, third quarter. Mapton inbounds under their own basket. Morales to Galarraza. Now back to Morales on the baseline. Trap, passes inside, knocked away, stolen by Connor Leahy. Good defense to Mahan. Back to Leahy. Connor into front court, pass down low to Warden. Kick up top to Mahan. They'll set up, get some instruction from Coach Hazeltine. Mahan gets away from Galarraza. Scoop to the hoop, he scores. Yuli Galarraza pounding Mahan out near half court. Zach took him all the way to the rack and laid it in. Zach's got six in the quarter, eight for the game. Irish up by nine. And there's a travel call on McCallum against pressure defense by Leahy. So DeSales all over the Vikings here in the third quarter after trailing Mapton on Mapton's home court, 19-15 at the half. A big third quarter for DeSales. After scoring 15 points in the first half, the Irish have scored 16 here in the third quarter and a chance for more with 25 seconds to go in the quarter as they work the ball in the half court to my left. Mahan checks the clock. Left wing pass to Holtzinger. Irish want to play for one here. Mahan gets it to Leahy between the circles. 9 seconds to go. Nick Hazeltine directing traffic. Mahan, Leahy drives, cut off, gets it to McCall in the corner, and he stepped on the end line. Camden had his dribble stopped about 12 feet, tried to pivot out of traffic, stepped out of bounds. 3 seconds left in the half, third quarter. Don't foul. Zavala gets it ahead to number four. He fires it up off the top of the backboard. Three quarters in the books. DeSales, a nice third quarter. They outscore Mapton 16-3 coming out of the halftime locker room and lead it 31-22 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Even the toughest vehicle needs regular maintenance to keep cruising for years to come. Avoid the aggravation and excessive cost. Stop by McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla for amazing winter service and maintenance specials going on right now. Our expert staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and efficient. They understand how valuable your time is and will have you in, out, and on the road in no time. Take advantage of $20 off lube, oil, and filter change, tire rotation, car wash, alignment inspection, and wiper blade replacement. See us today and receive a complimentary, comprehensive vehicle inspection from McCurley Integrity Toyota's trusted, skillful technicians, or 12% off any recommended service. Whether you need an oil change, brake inspection, tire rotation, or fluids replenished, we're here to keep your vehicle running and looking like new. Hurry into McCurley Integrity Toyota in Walla Walla for all your vehicle service and maintenance needs. And for more details or to schedule your service appointment, visit McCurleyToyota.com. See dealer for details.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Mapton just one basket here in the second half. We'll start the fourth quarter with the ball. Irish up 31-22. Baseline drive. They get it in the lane to Zavala. Morales to Zavala. Shot won't go. Rebound Wiley to Mahan. Quickly to Frucci. Frucci splits the defense. Scoop to the hoop. Fouled. The Irish out and running after the rebound. Mahan, Frucci, Holtzinger, Wiley, and McCullough on the floor for Nick Hazeltine's Irish to start the fourth quarter. Val, what do you say that guy's name was? Something Gonzalez. That's who number four is. Okay. Well, Gonzalez picked up the foul. And Frucci hits the first free throw. Coy's second free throw also good. Coy does a lot of work in the gym to make himself better. The 5A sophomore getting some playing time here with Andrew Leifert, who normally gets a lot of playing time off the benches, has a leg injury that he's trying to get over. And there's a drive to the right baseline by Yuli Galarraza for his first bucket of the game. And a long dry spell is broken there for Mapton. And Frucci's pass knocked away, stolen by Zavala. Zavala scoops it ahead to Morales. Morales will lay it in. So the Vikings score four in a row. And it's down to a 7-point game after the Irish turn it over. Mahan on the dribble drive, pass down low to Leahy, or Wiley, excuse me. Wiley lays it in. Mahan Nice job threading the defense and a perfect pass to Wiley for the easy lay-in near the bucket. 35-26, Irish up by 9. Morales, the high post, down low post to Gonzalez. He's fouled. That's number 4. Let's see if they say his first name. It's Alfredo Gonzalez. There we go. He's going to shoot 2 free throws. Irish up 35-26. Alfredo's first free throw is no good. So let's see if I can find his name with a different number in the program somewhere. So Frucci checks out. Holtzinger comes back in. Alfredo Gonzalez. Don't see him anywhere. He misses both free throws. Rebound tipped around. Mahan's got it. Zach's had a nice second half here. 6 of his 8 points. Nice ball handling between the legs with Espinoza. Drives all the way in. Double team. Slapped away. Nope, they say he traveled first. So Zach got himself a little too deep in the lane there. Nick Hazelstein didn't like the call. Thought it got slapped away from him. Irish take the full court press. Well, they really haven't pressed full court. They've just been three-quarter court trap, half-court trap, and then a very aggressive man-to-man here in the second half. And now got a whistle away from the ball. Morales, some type of a collision. He's got a bloody mouth, and he's going to come off the court. No foul call. Just got to get the blood off, and he'll come out. And Luis Ramirez, 5'10 junior, checks in. Also coming in for the Vikings, Alexis Galarraza, 6'1 junior. Wiley's going to check out. Tim Warden comes in. Warden, Miedema, Mahan, Leahy, McCullough on the floor for the Irish. Because now they'll make sure there's no blood on the court. Head coach Kerry Griffin from Mapton doing the work. Assistant coaches and the players watching. Getting a lot of help pointing at the blood. Nobody is willing to try to wipe it up. 6:26 to go in the ball game. Irish were down 4 at the half, but they've given up just 7 points here in the second half to Mapton, and they lead it by 9 with 6:19 to go. High right elbow pass to Zavala. He dribbles himself back out to the right wing. Mahan right on him. Shot clock down to 12. Yuli Galarraza finds Ramirez inside. That's Alexis at Galarraza. Outside to Yuli. Yuli for a long 3. Won't go. Zach Mahan, another rebound. Long pass up court. Too long for McCullough. McCullough goes out the door. Down to my left. Gets the ball. Comes back. Zach doing a little too much there. Got the rebound. Led the break. And then passed it a little too long to McCullough, who had Espinoza on his hip. Ramirez inbounds it to Zavala. Zavala between the circles. Left wing pass to McCallum. McCallum back to Zavala. 2 freshmen playing catch. Zavala right wing pass now goes to Ramirez. Ramirez into Zavala in the lane. 8-footer on the way. Won't go. Rebound tip. Mahan again with the board. To McCullough. To Leahy into front court. Zach is just the Windex man. Clear in the glass. Got a passel of rebounds here in the second half. Lay between the circles, right corner to McCullough. Down low to Warden, wide open, and he lays it in. Warden came off the screen, and McCullough found him in stride, caught it high, kept it up, laid it in. Irish up by 11 now, 37-26, 5:14 to go. The defense really putting the clamps on Mapton here in the second half. And the Irish have got the offense going. 15 first half points for DeSales, down 19-15. They scored 16 in the third quarter. Now an entry pass and contact down low. That's going to be a foul on Tim Warden. So the Irish, that puts them over the limit and will put Mapton at the free throw line. Alexis Galarraza, 6'1 junior, will shoot the front end of the 1-on-1. Mapton has been to the free throw line only once. A 2-shot trip for Zavala in the first quarter. Missed the front end of the 1-on-1. Rebound Matt Miedema. To Leahy into front court to Mahan. Holds the ball overhead. Gets it back to Connor. Connor gets the call from head coach Nick Hazelstein. Connor pass on the right wing now to Mann. Back up top to Connor. Backs out near half court. Espinosa on him. Connor still on the dribble. Looking inside. Nobody open. Up top to McCullough. Three on the way. Won't go. Rebound. Meet him inside. Goes up strong. Puts it in. He's fouled. They had three players at the foul line. McCullough came through them for the screen, the triple screen, missed the three, and then the screeners attacked the basket. Jorge Espinosa, senior, picks up his third foul, and Matt Meadham with a strong offensive rebound gets the bucket. The Irish are up 39-26, and Matt, with 4 points, a chance to complete the three-point play. The 6'3 junior free throw on the way, and it's in and out. Rebound, Tim Warden inside, goes up strong and puts it in. He's fouled. Tim Warden playing strong inside. He's getting him to go now. The Irish definitely the bigger, more physical team, and they're finally showing it. Jose Ramos, a 5'9 freshman, his first foul. Timmy's free throw in and out. Rebound by Alexis Galarraza. Outlet to Zavala. Matthew wants to run. Irish hustle back. 41-26. The Sales up by 15 points. Zavala with it now. Cut off on the drive. Now gets it to McCallum. McCallum high between the circles. Picks up his dribble. Now to Zavala. Stripped from behind by Mahan. Zach goes the other way. He'll go up strong and lay it in with the left hand. Zach Mahan with 10 points. The steal, the bucket. Timeout, Mapton. 4:07 to go. The Irish running away here on the road at Mapton. After a first half scare, the Irish now lead at 43-26 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
As anyone who's watched the economy knows, the markets continually fluctuate. So isn't it great when some things about your investments don't change? See Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company when you're looking for a commitment to you that will never fluctuate. Your finances are a big deal to Bill. He has extensive experience in helping clients plan for their financial futures. See Bill Fleener when you're ready to work with a professional. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
The Sales boys responding nicely to a ragged first half where they trailed 19-15 as Andres Zavala hit a three at the buzzer of the half to give them a four-point lead, the Vikings. The Irish have outscored the Vikings 28-7 in the second half and now lead by 17 points. McCallum, a long three, in and out, rebound. Warden, that ball spun halfway down and popped out. All the Sales here in the second half. Mahan, Miedema, Leahy, Warden, McCullough on the floor for the Irish. Running a motion offense now, spreading the floor. Leahy on the drive, cut off by Zavala. Running some clock. Nick Hazeltine got his guys running a motion offense. He wants them to run the clock down. Game situation, big lead. Get it deep in the shot clock before you take the shot. Shot clock down to 8. Down low to Warden. Shot blocked by Galarraza. Loose ball to Espinosa. He and Leahy collide. Ball's loose. Mahan's got it. No call. Good no call there. Both players are moving. A lot of contact down the lane. Miedema to Mahan. Now to Leahy. They're going to try to shorten up the game. Squeeze the clock here on the Vikings. Miedema to McCullough. McCullough picks up his dribble between the circles. Now to Leahy. Good execution. Nick Hazeltine coaching hard. Situational basketball right now. The clock is their friend. Down low to Warden. Shot blocked again, but this time they call a foul. Tim at 6'2", 6'3", junior. Alexis Galarraza, the 6'1", junior, blocked his shot the first, last possession. This possession, he's called for the foul. And that'll send Tim Warden to the line to shoot two. Jake Wiley's set to check back in. Jake leads all scorers with 12 points. Tim's first free throw is good. Tim's had a nice fourth quarter. 5 points in the quarter, 7 for the game. The Irish are 3 of 4 from the line after being just 2 of 6 going into this quarter. Tim's second free throw is also good. Nice closeout for the Irish here. Good second half. Up 45-26. The Sales guys trying to get above 500 in league play and in the conference. They're 3-3, and overall 3-3, 6-6 coming in. Zavala finds Galarraza down low. Shot won't go. Rebound tip. Ball's loose. Mahan's got it. And Mahan tripped up from behind. Stays on the floor with the ball and gets it to Leahy. Good heads up play there by Mahan. Now Leahy gets it back to Zach. Now to Miedema. We're down to 2:18 and clock running. Irish with a 19-point lead and the ball. Mahan with Zavala on him. Now to Leahy. Leahy drives left side, goes up strong off the glass. The left hand won't go. Rebound Galarraza. Then he's tied up by Leahy. Now they're going to call a foul on Leahy. And that's puts the Irish over the limit. So Connor taking the ball in the lane. Missed a shot, came back, tried to tie up Galarraza, and he fouled him. That's Connor's first foul. Stops the clock with 2:03 to go. Corey Frucci's going to check in for Connor. Connor checks in with 4 points. Solid floor game. Some nice assists. Bobby Holtzinger is going to check in for Zach Mahan. A lot of rebounds for Zach tonight. Zach went to kind of give Bobby a high five as he came in, and Bobby just kind of missed him, left him hanging a little bit. Galarraza misses the front end, gets his own rebound, though, inside, kicks it out to Espinoza. Espinoza is pushed in the back by Frucci. And that was a pretty easy call for the official. And that'll send Jorge Espinoza to the line. 9 fouls now onto Sales after committing just 3 in the first half, but I'm sure Coach Hazeltine will take it, because that shows the Irish are playing much more aggressively here in the second half. Espinoza hits the front end of the one-on-one. Nick Hazeltine reminding his guys to be ready for the press. The press break going on a made free throw. Espinoza hits them both. Here comes the pressure. And the Vikings will sub in Morales for the freshman, Jose Ramos, and set up the press. Holtzinger will inbound it. 45-28, Irish up 17, 1:58 to go in the game. Holtzinger throws it deep to Miedema. He's got it behind. Galarraza loses the ball, tips it to himself. Now to Wiley, now to Holtze. Bobby will hold it on outside, pass to Frucci, slapped away by Enriquez. Enriquez says Zavala to Galarraza, blocked out of there and controlled by Matt Miedema. That was actually Carrion, the freshman, who meet him and block the shot, and then he chased it down. Mapton's guys playing hard. He's getting a little ragged here, and there's a foul on Carrion. That's Carrion's first. And it should be 1-1. Yes, it is. 7 foul. Bobby Holtzinger, I think's going to go to the free throw line. Now, Matt Miedema. It'll be Matt Miedema. I like that hustle play a little bit ago. Matt with a block shot and then went and got the ball. Matt's got 4 points. Irish will keep their players back defensively. Matt hits the front end. Nice second half. Nice fundamental coaching in the fourth quarter here. Using the clock. Hitting their free throws, but Matt does miss the second one. Lucas Hicks is set to check in. Enriquez fires a long 3, won't go. Rebound inside by Bobby Holtzinger. Now to Frucci. 1:13 to go. Timeout. Nick Hazeltine just trying to get Lucas Hicks in the ball game. Lucas Hicks. 5'6" sophomore. We'll put him in Andrew Lyford's spot. 1:12 to go. Jake Wiley, the only starter on the floor for the Sales now. Hicks, Frucci, Holtzinger, Miedema. Actually, Holtzinger's a starter too. Yeah, sorry about that, Bobby. Inbounding the ball, Holtzinger gets it to Frucci. Coy will run the offense. Sophomore's done a nice job tonight. Gets it to Hicks, his first touch of the game. Hicks has it slapped away by Zavala, gets it back, and then throws a cross-court pass to Frucci back up top to meet him and down low to Wiley. Wiley to Hicks on the cut, loses the handle. Zavala's got the loose ball. Zavala the other way, dumps it for Carrion. Carrion can't hit the shot. He's fouled by Miedema. That's Matt's fourth foul. And Nick Hazeltine says no fouls, no fouls. Stops the clock with 50 seconds left. The Irish boys will go to 7-6 on the year, 4-3 in conference play. Mapton, after getting their first win of the season against Burbank on Saturday, will fall to 1-5 in the conference, 1-12 overall. Carrion misses the first free throw. Mapton just 6 points here in the second half. Or 10 points. I can't do my math. Carrion hits the second. And Irish up 46-29, and McCallum fouls Frucci. McCallum's first foul. Frucci will go to the free throw line. Seems to have missed a basket somewhere along the line for Mapton. 2, 4, 6, 7 points. 2, 4, 6, 7. No, I've got it. 46-29. Koi Frucci's second trip to the line in this game. It's 2 for 2. Koi's got 4 points. A lot of guys have scored tonight for DeSales. Jake Wiley with 12 and Zach Mann with 10, the two players in double figures. Koi, sophomore, lines up the front end of the 1-on-1, and it's good. 3 for 3 from the line. Nice little comeback from the free throw line for DeSales. 2 of 6 coming into this fourth quarter. They're now 6 of 8 in the fourth quarter. Koi's second free throw is also good. 48-29. Irish down 4 at the half. 19-15. They've controlled the second half, and there's a drive to the basket by Zavala, and he's fouled by Bailey Lesko. Bailey Lesko checked in. Logan Jones is in the game as well, as is Ryan Chase. Coach Hazeltine getting all his guys in the game. Zavala is a guy who got fouled. He's hit both free throws. Quickly the other way, Logan Jones will take a shot. Logan's also in the game. 6 foot junior, and he's fouled going to the basket. So Andre Zavala, with those two free throws, is the only Mapton player in double figures with 11. Logan's left-handed free throw is off the mark. He'll shoot one more. He misses them both. Rebound by Enriquez, out to McCallum. 3 on the way, won't go. Enriquez with the rebound. Kick out to Zavala. 3 on the way, won't go. Gets his own rebound. Nobody blocked him out. Leans into a tough shot, won't go. Rebound, Lesko. Lesko outlets to Frucci. We're down to 20 seconds. Now to Chase, to Frucci, to Lesko. Jones and Hicks, the other two on the court for the Irish. Lesko stripped by Zavala. Loose ball picked up by Enriquez. He'll go the other way and lay it in. Enriquez, first basket of the game. He scored 16 against the Irish last year on this floor. And that'll be the final. Irish win it 48-33. To get back above 500 in the conference and on the season. We'll be back with the happy totals. I'm 100.7 FM, KHSS.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. Connor's recipe for satisfied customers includes friendly staff and interior designers and top quality brand name products, including hardwood, vinyl planks, carpet, tile, countertops, and blinds. Give us a call today at 522-0176 or visit us on the internet at connorsflooringanddesign.com or stop by our brand new showroom at 650 Northeast Rose Street. Connor's Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Have you been thinking about getting a spare key made? Maybe to have a hide a key for the house or your car? Hi, this is Sheila from Postal Annex. What are you waiting for? Come on into Postal Annex and check out our fun deco house keys. We also have a variety of non-programmable vehicle keys as well as those hide a key containers I mentioned. That's at Postal Annex in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla. And remember, we always have a notary on staff.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live to wrap things up here from Mapton. Irish boys outscore the Vikings, if my math is right, 33-14 in the second half, including 16-3 in the third quarter after being down 19-15 at the half. Then they outscore them 6, 8, 10, 11, 17-11 in the fourth quarter. So a nice second half for the Irish, with as the Vikings had upset on their mind, coming in with just a 1-11 record, but coming off their first win. The Irish definitely struggled in the first half. Nick Hazeltine takes his guys in the locker room. They settle down. They spread the floor. They got the ball in the low post. They changed up and ran a variety of defenses against the young, struggling Viking team, and held them to just 14 second-half points, only 4 field goals in the second half, 4 mapped, and just a 1 3-pointer in the third quarter and 3 2-point field goals in the second, in the fourth quarter. They did make 5 out of 8 free throws unofficially in the fourth quarter. So let's go ahead and run through the totals and wrap things up on a school night from Mapton so we can get on the road and get home. Let's see. We'll just add up the Mapton score as we go. Adrian Enriquez, 2 points. 6 points for Andrew McCallum, one of 5 freshmen on the Mapton roster. Jose Morales with 4 points. Andre Zavala, 5'8", freshman, leads the Vikings in scoring with 11 points. He had a buzzer-beating 3 at the end of the half to give the Vikings their 19-15 lead, but that was it from him from the field. He hit 2 free throws in the fourth quarter to get into double figures with 11. 2 points for Yuli Galarraza, 7 for Jorge Espinoza, 1 point for Jesus Carrion, another one of those freshmen. So freshman players, 11, 17, 18 of their 33 points scored by the freshman players. Mapton, a solid 7 of 10 free throw shooting for the game. For the Irish, that nice second half, their score by quarter, 6, 9, and then 16 and 17 in the third and fourth quarters. Coach Hazeltine able to get everybody in the ball game. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 players. 6, 7 of them score points. 3 for Bobby Holtzinger. 4 for Connor Leahy. 5 for Matt Miedema. 6 for Corey Frucci, including 4 of 4 from the free throw line. 8 for Tim Warden. And then 2 players in double figures for DeSales. Zach Mann, the 5'10 sophomore, 10 points, 8 in the second half, and he had a lot of rebounds, did Zach Mann, the 5'10 sophomore. And Jake Wiley, 12 points, the 6'3 senior, scores in every quarter, 5 in the first half, 7 in the second half, to lead all scorers with 12 points. DeSales, 9 of 17 from the free throw line, 53%, but they were a solid 7 of 11 in the fourth quarter, spreading the ball out, running the clock, getting to the foul line. A nice second half for the Irish, outscoring, as I've said several times now, outscoring the Vikings 33-14 in the second half. The Sales boys moved to 4-3 in the conference, 7-6 overall. And the Vikings of Mapton dropped to 1-5 in the conference, 1-12 overall. So the Irish girls and boys come out of this game with a split in the doubleheader and identical records. The Lady Irish's conference record drops to 4-3. Overall record drops to 7-6, losing to Mapton's girls 58-34. The Irish girls down by 22 early in the second half. Got it down to 10 early in the fourth quarter, but could get no closer Dairy Queen player of the game. On the girls' side, Kenna Barato, 9 points, and led her team in rebounding as well, did the 5'7 junior. On the boys' side, I like the rebounding, and I like the combination of ball handling and passing off from Zach Mann, especially in the second half. I thought he was a real difference maker in the second half. Zach Mann, the 5'10 sophomore, our Dairy Queen player of the game, 8 of his 10 points in the second half. Honorable mention to Jake Wiley. He was very solid scoring in every quarter for DeSales, but Zach was their main force, I thought, in the second half, on the boards, handling the ball, passing it inside for assists, and scoring in close as well. So congratulations to Kenna Barato on the girls' side, player of the game. Zach Mann on the boys' side, Dairy Queen, player of the game. Well, this three-game week is one game into it. So the Irish girls and boys will get back on the practice court tomorrow to prepare for a weekend of league action at Liberty Christian Friday night and at home versus Kittitas, the defending state champions, with that individual extremely talented player, Brock Revay, who's headed to Gonzaga University after his high school career is over. And that'll be a home game. Both nights, girls tip off at 6, followed by the boys at approximately 7:30. Well, like to thank you for listening down the road on a school night. As always, please patronize all of our great sponsors. Nice job back at the studio by Mark. With that, this is Mike Spees saying thank you for joining us here on a Wednesday night. Until Friday, I'll say God bless and send you back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.